Every week, at the beginning of the service, though I almost forgot today, I stand next to the baptismal font, remind you that God loves you and blesses you, and say to you, friends, welcome home. For this is your home. We are in the presence of God in His house, and He has welcomed you into it. But today, more than any other day, that greeting is appropriate. Today, when we have guests from all over, when we have families with us that usually cannot be here, today, on this homecoming Sunday, it seems appropriate to greet you. My friends, welcome home. We are here today to celebrate. To celebrate each other. We are here to rejoice in our fellowship with old friends and with new friends alike. I, for one, as a relative newcomer, am looking forward to getting to know the friends of my new home, Bethel. But if the only reason that we were gathered together was to celebrate one another, then we would skip this hour and move straight to fellowship hall. And I'm sure some of you think that's a pretty good idea. But I also think the food is probably not quite ready, so you're stuck with me instead. So instead, we have gathered here in God's home to worship Him. Here in this church, Bethel, we worship God. Bethel, Beit El. It means house of God. And that, even more than the fact that many of you have traveled great distances to be here, is reason enough to say, welcome home to Bethel. We are in God's house, and He welcomes us to it. Whenever we gather into God's sanctuary, we are home. So I repeat one more time, my friends, welcome home. Welcome to this wonderful place where family and friends gather for fellowship. But most importantly, welcome to your home, to your true calling. Welcome home to where we can worship God. They say that home is where the heart is. But really, home is where we can worship God. For the worship of God is the greatest pursuit that we have. It is the greatest thing that we can do. And I rejoice that we can do worship, we can and do worship God together. And especially on this day, when so many have come home, I rejoice that we are all here to worship God. For one day out of the year, we gather together. But we must also recognize that tomorrow and next Sunday, some of us will be leaving. Perhaps traveling back to other states or even to other congregations around here. As much as we love each other, we are not always together. And it is to that type of situation that Paul is writing his epistle to the Romans. By the time that Paul wrote this letter, he had already become quite famous all throughout the Roman Empire as an authority on Jesus' teachings. People all across the known world, all across the Mediterranean Sea, sought Paul out for his opinions on how their faith community, their church, their own homes of worship could follow Jesus' teachings and worship Him properly. So in one respect, the letter to the Roman church makes perfect sense. He could and did offer them advice on how to follow Jesus. But on the other hand, Paul had not ever actually been to Rome at this point in his life. He didn't really know many of the Christians in Rome, and so he couldn't offer them specific advice on how to follow Jesus in their own context. Instead, he offered general advice. And so we find Paul outlining general principles of Christian living, how we worship God in our day-to-day contexts, how Jesus commands us to treat our neighbor. In many ways, the epistle to the Romans functions as a summary of Paul's basic theology. And here in chapter 12, Paul tells us that though we all have different gifts from God, we are all part of the body of Christ. The church itself is the living body of Jesus on this earth. Our individual actions all contribute to the kingdom of God. They all can and should be acts of devotion to God. And therefore, our very lives are living sacrifices to Him. Our every action can be worship of God. This is the continuation of what Jesus says in our Matthew passage. Upon the faith of Peter, Jesus builds his eternal church, the body of Christ in this world. Each and every one of us is in that line. We are all spiritual descendants of Peter. We are the church built upon him, the body of Christ. And as that church, as that body of Christ, Paul declares that we all have different gifts from God. We, who are many, Paul declares, are one body in Christ. And individually, we are members of one another. Old friends, relatives, acquaintances, all gathered here in one place to worship God together. Enjoy it. Fellowship together, reminisce about the past experiences, laugh and joke with one another, and know that even though space and circumstances separates us for the rest of the year, we are still members of one another. Because we are one in Christ, we are more than just friends and relatives. We are more than just people who enjoy catching up with each other. We are unified in the body of Christ, doing His will, worshiping together, and no bond is more powerful than that. Here in a few minutes, we are going to share in an incredibly intimate experience. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to invite us, all of us who have been baptized and love Him, to join in this holy feast. And we believe that this meal is a timeless experience. This meal stretches out to all believers throughout the entire world who have ever accepted the Lord's invitation to His table. We, as the body of Christ, all of us here and all of us that cannot be here, dine together with our Lord in this timeless meal. What an amazing homecoming gift. Our Lord has prepared a home for us, and He has prepared a meal for us as well. And so we joyfully, as one body, as members of one another, feast on the meal that our Lord has provided for us, knowing that though we may part ways, this shared experience ties us together. One of the marks of the church, or put another way, one of the things that makes the church the body of Christ is participation in the sacraments. I declared to you earlier that you are the body of Christ. You are the church built upon Peter. This meal, this holy mystery, this sacrament of our Lord is one of the things that binds us together. This fellowship with each other and with Christ is one of the things that unites us as that body of Christ. This meal makes us members of one another because it makes us members of Christ's body. And so I invite you, my friends, come all who are spiritually hungry, dine with our Lord, become one with Him, enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter into His home as welcome guests. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.